Hello.
Oh, hi, Vladimir.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up with you because you set up an account with us on May 29th, and we've called numerous times to do the client interview, and it keeps getting rescheduled.
Because I have a question. And
okay.
nobody can answer my question.
What's your question?
I don't remember right now.
Oh. Here's the thing, Vladimir. On May 29th, you paid us $348 to get the account started. And now it's going to bill again $249 on June 29th. And I don't want you to have another payment coming up so quickly without even getting the ball rolling, so to speak. You know what I mean? So I would highly recommend that you get that client interview taken care of, because that way you could at least get your business on Google and get your phone ringing with new clients and recoup some of that money, right? Because if not, you're just throwing that money down the toilet if you're not doing the client interview. You know what I mean?
Could you set up appointments with the professional representative who knows answers, not the first-time guy?
Okay. So but you said you don't remember what the question is, so maybe I could help you. That's why I was asking if you could remember. Or are you thinking for the client interview you want somebody more experienced, not a brand new technician, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can set that up for you, no problem. Okay, so give me a second. First off, I have to look at their calendar and see what they have available. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to push your billing out on the back end an extra 2 weeks for free, because like I said, I don't want you to have another payment coming up so quickly. So I'll push the next billing out to July 13th with the two-week extension. And then we have an opening at 3 o'clock today. If that doesn't work, we can schedule it for tomorrow. The client interview is about 20, maybe 30.
Yeah, give me a call today. Today's fine.
Okay, today. Okay, you got it. So I'm going to block out an hour from 3 to 4 o'clock Pacific. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, because Joey, when he signed you up, got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature. That way we can guarantee that the pricing never goes up.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
the reason, because I start reading terms.
Yes.
And the terms is not matching what seller told me. Because your seller promised me a lot, but when I start reading, it's basic service. That's the thing. I'm not going to sign up for this term. What is not matching promises.
Okay. So you don't have to sign it if you don't want to, but I just wanted to make sure that your pricing gets locked in. But 100%, I want you to be comfortable before you do anything, okay? So if you could look through those terms again, and maybe when the technician calls you,
I will get it squared away,
yeah, what it is that you're not comfortable with. I will tell you in a nutshell what we do and what our terms reflect is that we promote businesses to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the category in your area. And then also, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google lets us combine our services with Facebook ads. So your package also has, when people in the area are searching online for your services, we make sure that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for Absolute Appliance Repair popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then,
open the mail, please. And
yes.
And if you have to answer me, Local Splash, right?
Yeah, it should say your initial invoice, and then you can, it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms.
Do you have email that I use with you? What email?
Yep. The email that we use with you is appliancerepairabsolute@gmail.com.
Okay, great. One second, please. Mm-hmm. Yep, I found your email. Please click here. Okay, open it.
And just to let you know, Vladimir, it's a month-to-month program for a reason. We do that because we're performance-based. We allow you to try the program and track the results that you're getting and kind of pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you do have the ability to cancel the program at any time. There's never a cancellation fee, but you won't cancel once you see how well this works because nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either.
Yeah, I often at the end to your salesman, I said that I'm not interested in Facebook. No, I don't need it. No Google guarantees. I don't need it. And I just see what you do for Google Business Profile optimization.
Okay.
Post creation. What is that? How many posts do you do per month?
So we can do 4 posts per month, so 1 post every week, and we alternate them with fresh content.
What else do you do for Google My Business Profile?
So what we do is the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, trusted citations, and then...
What is backlinks and citations? How many?
So the citations are the popular directories in your area, so we would submit you to just a handful of them to make sure that you become more relevant in the area. And then with the backlinks, what we do is we link those directories back to your Google profile so that the Google profile gets more exposure. And then also what we help with is once the Google listing is verified and published, we'll help you get a 5-star rating on it. So we do the reviews monitoring, and we send you a review generation tool that will help you with it. Question, though, you haven't created a Google Business Profile already, right? Because I don't see one for you.
Yes, I created just 2 days ago for a new location. I tried to explain. I work more than 7 years in that industry. And
okay.
I have a new location that is already working fine.
Okay.
I'm just opening a new location. And I work with the 3 SEO agencies already. I know
okay.
what they're doing. I know the amount of jobs. I know, yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get something else. But when you said we just registered you in like a local directory, I'm asking what the directory? And I see it's the Yelp, Bing, Facebook. That's it? 5 directories?
Yeah, basically. We used to do what was called a YEX submission where it would put you on up to 48 directories. But what happened is, especially for somebody like you that has 3 other locations, sometimes those directories start conflicting with the information on the top 5, and it starts hurting your rankings. So, you know, let's say that you already have a Yelp, and it's set up under, I don't know, you have 3 other. This, the one we have is for Laguna Niguel, but let's just say that you have one on Mission Viejo, for example, and then some of those directories start conflicting with each other. So... as you know, on Google, the most important factor is something called NAP, name, address, phone number. So everything has to be consistent across the board. So if you want that upgraded directory package, I could probably still get it for you on a special request, but I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend to just stick with those 5 solid ones because the more directories that you put in, the more chance that you have for conflicting data out there. We're not going to have it conflict with anything we're programming, right? But it might pick up on some of your other listings and conflict with that.
I'd just like to clarify what you do in numbers, please.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's five directories.
Five directories, yeah, unless, you know, you want me to give you that upgrade of up to 48 of them. You know, I can do it, but like I said, we don't recommend it anymore. We used to include it with all our packages, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. If I already have Facebook, Yelp, and Google, what do? You just link Bing?
Yes, but also you would have to add us to that Google listing so that we could get it verified and optimized. So let's say you gave us the address of 23725 Whale Cove in Laguna Niguel. Let's say that that listing that you just created 2 days ago has that same information on it. So we don't want to go in there and create a new one because that will be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings, right? So we would just have you add us as a manager to that one that you started. And then we can pick up where you left off and get with Google and make sure that it gets verified. Did Google ask you, ask you to do a video verification yet or anything since you started that?
I already verified.
You already verified it. Yeah, it's not published yet, just so you know. When I search it, it's not live yet, but that's good. If you already did the video verification, that's a very important part of the process.
It takes a few days.
It does. Yep, it definitely does.
And under backlinking, you mean you link existing directories to my profile. You don't publish like a third-party website, authority website. Backlinking, what is that?
No, we don't do what's called on-site SEO, where they do backlinks to your website. That's a practice that was done 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when people first started trying to get their businesses on Google. They would tinker around with their website and put backlinks into the site in hopes that they would get better rankings. And it's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. You know, Google has done so many revisions over the years that now in order to get a business on the first page, two things have to happen. You know, number one is there has to be availability, which we had on May 29th when we brought you on board. But then secondly, you have to have the offsite SEO services done on a consistent and frequent basis, and that will ensure that you never fall off the first page. So we're not touching, you know, existing websites in any way, shape, or form, but what we do is attach them to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page.
That's amazing. You create one listing on Bing and optimize kind of my profile on Gmail, on Google My Business. You connected that for a first month. What you gonna do for the next month?
Well, if you do some searching on Google, you'll see that appliance repair out of Laguna Niguel, there's tens of thousands of companies that are coming up under that one keyword phrase. So what we do on an ongoing basis is every time Google changes their algorithm, we go in and we update your information and we refresh your data, and that's how
What do you update if nothing changes? I don't move my business. I keep in the same area. What do you do next month?
No, we update your profile to match the algorithm updates that come through Google.
How? Please.
Well, because we're a premier partner to Google, so we know every day.
What do you do? I just want to push on you, just to clarify, because I know my another agency for different companies make posts every day. Every day post with the keywords in pictures inside. I know backlinking company. I know what they do. I have a 40 directories or how it says.
Mm-hmm.
Register,
yeah.
And I'm still growing another location. But if you tell me it's a secret sauce or we know how to do it, I don't trust you. I just need to know, what do you do?
I see. What I would do then, because typically all I do is bring new clients on board. I'm not a technician. I don't do the programming.
Nobody can answer my questions. I get a straight question. What do you do? Okay, that's it. I can help you.
Well, I wanted you to maybe address those with the technician when they call you at 3, because you asked for one of the experienced technicians to call you, not somebody that's brand new, right? So I'm going to request that. And then what you can do is during that client interview, you could go over all of the fine tuning and make sure all of your questions are answered. You know what I mean?
Okay, this works.
Yeah, I also, you know, encourage you only because I don't know what other companies that you're working with or how much that you're paying them. But since Local Splash has an elite status with Google known as a premier partnership, I also encourage you to at least, you know, try it for a couple of months and base your decision on results. Because this listing you already said is separate from those other three listings that you have, right? So you can go on the dashboard, you can start asking people when they call you how they found you, and you can make your decision based on the actual results that you're getting. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just encourage you to do that. And I will tell you, Joey, when he signed you up, he didn't put really good notes in here for you. So I want to make sure the technician has good notes. You said that you already have a Facebook for the Absolute Appliance Repair, right?
For Absolute, no, I don't have it, but it takes 15 seconds to create it.
Okay. Okay, if you want to create it, you can. If not, we'll create it for you. It's not a problem. But what about the website? Do you have a website for Absolute Appliance Repair?
What do you do for a website? I need to know your strategy.
Send you a sample of a website so that you can see it.
I know how it looks, but how do you promote them? If it's great made website and without SEO promotion, it's nothing.
Well, our websites are highly rankable and they're Google compliant sites, meaning they have the appropriate number of picture to word ratio on them. So they typically are, like I say, help with the ranking. So if you want one of those websites, we can include it for you in the package. That's not a problem. But I was just wondering, because let's say you already had a website that you really love for Absolute Appliance Repair, you don't have to use one of our sites. You could use your own. But if you need one for that particular business, then absolutely, we can include it for you.
Okay, I will wait in a call with the high-level professional in your team, please.
You got it. Okay. And then they'll be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your afternoon. And my name is Tina. If you need anything, you can call me. I'm at extension 777. And if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. Okay.
Okay, Tina. Thank you so much. Be strong.
You're welcome. Thank you, Vladimir. I appreciate that. That's a nice thing to say. You be strong, too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.